Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Our goal of resuscitation is to keep the patient's brain and vital organs oxygenated as best we can with high-quality CPR until the heart can resume pumping on its own. If while doing good CPR, the CPR coach or another team member notices a sudden jump in the end-tidal CO2 waveform, usually above 30 millimeters of mercury, a pulse should be checked at the conclusion of the current compression cycle. If the patient has a carotid pulse, that's great. We have return of spontaneous circulation, or ROSC. What we do after identifying ROSC is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip or two a day for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app now, then listen to short 3 to 9 minute long episodes that cover a core ACLS topic at your convenience. For more free ACLS related podcasts, check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. After identifying an increase in end-tidal CO2 and the presence of a carotid pulse, the patient must be further assessed. What's their heart rate, blood pressure, and O2 sats? Does the patient have any attempt at spontaneous respirations? What's the patient's level of consciousness, and can they obey simple commands? Ideally, we'd like the patient's heart rate between 60 and 100, a blood pressure of at least 90 systolic, and a mean arterial pressure above 65. This can be accomplished by infusion of IV fluids and administration of medications such as atropine, dopamine, Levofed, or an epinephrine drip depending on the patient's condition. We should attempt to keep the patient's O2 sat between 92 and 98% and end-tidal CO2 at 35 to 45 millimeters of mercury. Small changes to tidal volumes, O2 concentrations, and ventilation rates can have dramatic effects, so make small changes from the 10 breaths a minute with 500 milliliter tidal volumes and closely monitor the patient's O2 saturation, end-tidal CO2, and blood gases. If the patient is intubated, give respiratory therapy the desired parameters and let them manage the vent settings. Now that we've stabilized the patient's heart rate, blood pressure, oxygenation, and CO2, what's their Glasgow Coma Scale or level of consciousness? If the patient is awake or responding to verbal stimuli, that's awesome. Get them a cardiology consult and to the cath lab ASAP for PCI if a STEMI was identified, or to the ICU for close monitoring. If the patient is comatose or doesn't respond to verbal commands, targeted temperature management, or TTM, is indicated. Using whatever device or method is preferred at your organization, we should maintain the patient's core temperature at 32 to 36 degrees Celsius for at least 24 hours. Two studies looking at TTM have been published since the 2020 ECC guidelines, one showing better outcomes when 33 degrees is maintained versus 36, and another that demonstrates no statistical difference in 6-month survivability in patients that received TTM. Until these studies are reviewed by the committee and the guidelines possibly updated, the current standard is to cool patients that can't obey verbal commands for at least 24 hours. An EEG, CT, MRI, and PCI can all be done while the patient is being cooled. There are several cooling devices that work by different methods, so I'm not going to give any instructions on a specific device. I will share a few things to keep in mind, though. First, we need to monitor the patient's core temperature. A forehead, axillary, or oral thermometer won't provide the patient's core temp, especially if they're intubated and being actively cooled. Second, similar to the different types of cooling devices, there are several internal body temperature monitors. Esophageal, bladder, and rectal are the most commonly used during initiation of TTM. Ideally, the cooling device should be connected to the temperature monitor to provide continuous feedback. As an ACLS provider, you should be familiar with the equipment and SOPs used in your work setting. If you found value in today's review of targeted temperature management during post-arrest care, consider giving back via the link in the episode description or take a few seconds to leave a 5-star review. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.